Both Stacy and I have shared our own candid experiences with mental health and helping our families deal with their own. We both know firsthand that if you have ADHD, it can be overwhelming to find the right treatment. That's why we're glad to partner with Dunn. In just 1 minute, Dunn's online assessment can help kickstart your ADHD treatment journey. With experienced clinicians, worry-free refills, and online visits, you can start getting personalized care as soon as tomorrow. Take a free 1 minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, one-click refills, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Dunn for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.dunnfirst.com/podcast. Dunn, turn ADHD into your strength.
Hi, it's Stacy, and I'm guessing that you clicked play because you love getting as much Didn't I Just Feed You in your life as possible. I mean, hey, listen, girl can hope. But if I happen to be right and you're not already getting our bonus episodes, what are you waiting for? There are two ways that you can get access to two extra full-length ad-free episodes every single month. You can either subscribe to our bonus feed on Apple Podcasts, or you can become a supporting member of our community. If you become a member, you'll also get an ad-free stream of every single episode, which means 8 glorious episodes of Didn't I Just Feed You every month, every single one without ads, thanks to your generous support. Get all the details at didntijustfeedyou.com/community. And in the meantime, here's a preview of a recent bonus episode that we think you'll love. Hey, it's Stacy and Megan. Thank you guys so much for your generous support of Didn't I Just Feed You? A quick reminder that if you get this episode because you subscribe via Apple Podcasts, then you can also join our free listeners community. Go to didntijustfeedyou.com/community to sign up. There you'll get direct access to us. You can post on the boards. You can get our free shopping lists, our guides, and talk to other thousands of other home cooks just like you who are trading tips and just generally being nice to each other and helping each other out.
Speaking of our community, today we're doing one of our community favorites and taking you through a tour of all of our recent empties. In case you're new to this style of episode, here's the deal. We were inspired by beauty bloggers who share what products they actually used until they're empty, and we're sharing some products that we've used and loved.
Because of the work that we do here on Didn't I Just Feed You and as food editors, we want you to know that we often get sent new products from brands, or we buy things because it looks good and it's kind of our job to try it out. So occasionally there are flops, there are things we wouldn't buy again. So our empties are genuinely things we love and use, and also things that if we got them for free, we would be willing to spend our own money on to get again. And if it's expensive, we'll let you know. Because sometimes I feel like there are things where I'm like, oh, I never would have picked that up because of the price. But then I try it and I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I need more of that. So we'll note that.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to kick us off, Stacy, and share some of your empties? You want me? I'll go first. I'll go first.
Okay. January, I started moving back into the kitchen. First of all, like, we traveled, like, a bunch of stuff has
come
up.
There's so much stuff in between. Like, you've been doing college tours and...
Yeah, like, a lot.
Yeah.
So, I feel like a lot of the time I've spent in my kitchen so far has been around organizing, and I haven't wanted to overpack my pantries because I've wanted to set up new systems. And, like, you know, I had all of my sauces in one place, and then, like, 3 weeks later, I moved them to another place. So I just felt like with everything, like, jam-packed, I wouldn't be able to think through what was most efficient. So to be completely honest, I've been working with a fairly bare pantry. So in past empties episodes, I feel like I've had cool new finds, that delicious spicy fried garlic chips from that restaurant in LA that started selling them online. You know, like these finds that are just flavor bombs and worth the extra money to get like a good little treat. I have some basic ass you know what on my list this time around, guys.
I always feel like that. But I think that's also good because sometimes you forget about the basics, like in this pursuit of always, oh, what's new and delicious?
Yes.
Like we forget to mention old standbys. So I'm really glad for this.
Let's start with real basic. So over the holidays, my sister came with her three kids and I was like, what foods should I have in the fridge? And she was like, frozen French fries, any kind of candy, string cheese. Oh, and Chobani flips, but only the key lime flavor.
Okay.
I was like, no problem. I'm on it. I'm one of those aunts who loves to spoil my nephews and me so much. I'm like, anything they want. I love it. I will never ask them to eat a vegetable. That's not true. I'll ask, but if they say no, I'm like, okay, no problem. Like, I don't care.
Want a string
cheese? Not my kids. Yeah. Not my problem. I love them so much and I want them to love me so much and I want my house to be so fun. And that's all that matters to me. So I stock up on everything she asked for, including candy. And it was so fun and so great. And they were happy. And my kids, in the meantime, completely fell in love with Chobani flips. Which, to hear the rest of the episode, subscribe to the Didn't I Just Feed You bonus stream on Apple Podcasts or join our superfan community today.